Good day, everyone. Good day. It is Friday. That's right. Friday, January 26, 2018. And this is the Walking Leader 365. It's Friday again. And again, as I always remind you, we're not done yet. There's still a lot to do. So don't slack off. Get back to work as soon as you finish listening to me. So after this, get back to work. Continuing today, we're going to talk about encouraging leaders to step up and lead. It's crazy. It's crazy because we see this on a national scale, we see this on a regional scale, we see this in a state level, we see this at a local level, we even see it in some of our departments within our own organization. Leaders refuse to step up and lead. Why? Why? What is the deal? Why? And I'm not talking about the managers. They have to do what they have to do. I understand it. I'm talking about leaders. I'm talking about those individuals that have decided that they want to be the leaders, that others have looked up to them and said, hey, you know what? You're my leader. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to follow you. And what happens when they refuse to step up and lead? Apathy. Questions. Lack of trust. Loss of confidence. No confidence. And what does that say about future leaders? Well, they see that there's no one leading and they step up. But because there's no one leading, there's no one to emulate, there's no one to follow. And so they make it up as they go along, and then that's where problems continue. First we have leaders that are not stepping up and leading. Now we have new leaders that want to lead, that want to step in and want to do things, but they don't know what they're doing because no one has ever said, you know what, you're doing it right, you're doing it wrong. This is how I learned, this is the mistakes I've learned. There's nothing for them to emulate, there's nothing for them to refer back to, there is nothing for them. Now is the time. You as a leader, you have to step up and lead, and you have to encourage all your leaders at all levels to step up and lead, because now is the time of change, folks. Change is here. We're well into the 21st century. If we're not embracing change, there is something fundamentally wrong with us as citizens, as human beings, and that's not a good thing. We have to be constantly dealing with change. We have to be accepting of change or fighting change if it's the wrong change, but we have to be dealing with it. And it's when we don't deal with it that the problems begin at any level. I'm not just talking at the national level. I'm talking at the accounting department level. I'm talking at the warehouse level. I'm talking at the receptionist level. And all points in between. You've got to get up and lead. You've got to encourage others to step it up, step up their game and start leading. Because again, future leaders depend on it. And that's really what it's all about. As a leader, your job is to say, hey, I've got to make more leaders. I've got to encourage new leaders to come up through the ranks. And the only way you do that is by leading by example so they can see what you're doing right and they can see what you're doing wrong. And most of all, so they can see you. Chew on that for a bit, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Now get back to work.